can I say? It's a tremendous chos to be part of a base medrash like this, that's learning Torah at a time that yeshivas are off, and being mechazik, and to be a part of such a tremendous group of Talmidei Chachamim. So thank you for the opportunity. So to say Ha'aretz on the Haggadah, it's like, where do you go? How do you enter into the ocean? The Haggadah is endless. It's so open-ended. Where do you begin? Where do you end? So we're going to focus on smack in the middle of the Maggid, maybe towards the beginning, the idea, Arami Oivid Avi, Vayevid Mitzrayma, Vayagar Sham B'Mesei Ma'at. Arami Oivid Avi, Vayevid Mitzrayma, Chazal say, Anas Hapi Hadibor. As if to say that Yaakov had no choice but to come down to Mitzrayim. Anas Hapi Hadibor. It's a very interesting lashon. To say that he was honest is one thing, but Anas Hapi Hadibor? And what does it mean, Arami Oivid Avi? Who's Arami? Who is Ovid Avi? Is Avi Ovid Arami? So believe it or not, the Eben Ezra, the Radak, Rabbeinu Bachai, and others learn that Arami Ovid Avi is just a reference to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov is called Arami Ovid. Arami Ovid. Try to explain a little bit why Yaakov would be called Arami. Arami is not such a nice term to refer to somebody as. Oisios Ramai, Lashon Targum. Pashas, it's Lavan, that's what the Mepharshim say. But many Rishonim learn it's referring to Yaakov Avinu. Arami Ovid Avi. Take a look at Eben Ezra.
Maybe you're
so far there by Lavan so many years. Oh, it's very nice. Very nice. Okay. Maybe. Let's take it a step further. Hishbiani Bamaraimim. We know that the presence of the Maru at the Seder is to represent the Inyan of Chorban Beis HaMikdash. The Torah writes that Pesach and Tisha B'Av, the first day of Pesach and Tisha B'Av, always fall out on the same day of the Jewish calendar. That's Atbash, yeah. So, Hishbiani Bamaroirim. So, the Maru represents Chorban Beis HaMikdash, so we can't have a full celebration tonight. We still don't have the Gula Shlema, which is why the second part of the Seder is really dedicated towards the union of La Selavo, Eliyahu Hanavi, the Halo de La Selavo. I tried to explain a little bit the union of the Maru, the presence of Tisha B'Av on the night of the Seder. And along with that is the Beitzah. The Beitzah and dipping into the salt water, that connotes Avelus. It represents the Chagiga, which we can't have. So what's the inyan of Beitzah and the Meimelach on a deeper level? But perhaps more centrally, Erev Pesach will be Tainus of Bechor. Now what's the reason of Tainus of Bechor? So the Torah says, Hashem Yisbarach spared the lives of the Jewish Bechoris, because really, why should they have been spared? They were no better then the Mitzvim, halalu avdi avodah zarah, v'halalu avdi avodah zarah. The Magen Yesharim, who taught the Rabbi Yosef Cairo, he writes that really the reason why we have a Tainus Bechor is because we're going to be very festive on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's going to be a lot of wine, and there's a kitchuk. And in order to kind of get around, circumvent that kitchuk, so there's a Tainus before our celebration on the night. So different explanations are offered in terms of understanding the inyan of the Tainus Bechor. We can ask a question, though. It's a tainus, but not a tainus. Because we begin the tainus, for those who are bachars, I'm a bachar. So we begin the tainus, but then we're mevatel the tainus right away. Because the minhag olam is siyum masechta. What's the pshat pnimius that siyum masechta is mevatel a tainus? You can't do that on a sarva teves. So there's something about tainus habachar as it pertains to siyum masechta.
Could be overridden.
Exactly. Siyum masechta says there's no tainus habachar. But you have to explain why that is. What's the shidduch between Tainus HaBechor and Siyum HaSechta? And lastly, you know, the Haggadah concludes with Chad Gadya. Chad Gadya is not just nursery rhymes. The Chidah writes, and he brings from the Ga'onim, that anybody who doesn't take the passages, the different pizmonim at the end of the Haggadah seriously is like a chashash minus an apikorsis. So it's something which is very deep, it's very mystical, it's merames on many nyanim, and all the tzaddikim they wrote about it, the Vilna Gaon and the Yaivetz and the Chassam Sofer, all the tzaddikim have what they say on the Chad Gadya, and everything which is taking place at the Seder is Kodesh Kodashim. Let's try to explain a little bit. Al Derech, one of the tzaddikim, I think maybe it was the girl, the inyan of Chad Gadya. With that introduction. So we know that the very, I don't want to say the first, but perhaps very well articulated incident of Erev Pesach in the Torah, is when Yaakov went to get the brachas from Yitzchak. He came in with two gediyim, one was the Korban Pesach and one was the Chagiga, with the mission to get the brachas. Now, the Ari HaKadosh says something fascinating. It's brought on Yaakov Ruveni. The Ari writes, and I'm quoting it, from the Sefer Yaakov Ruveni. Golas Mitzrayim, Hayal Kitruk HaSatan. The Satan, because of the following Kitruk, was able to create what we know as Golas Mitzrayim. What's that? Al Haramot Sha'asa Yaakov Le'esav Mikoyach HaBracha B'HaBachayra. Because Yaakov had to lie in order to achieve receiving the brachas from Yitzchak, the Satan made an accusation against that, and from that, says the Arizal, comes Golos Mitzrayim. It's mamash a whole eye-opening event that we understand that incident which took place on Erev Pesach, or Leil Pesach, is responsible for Golos Mitzrayim. We only look at it as the achievement of Yaakov and they're able to secure those brachas. The Gra writes, if not for the fact that Yaakov got the brachas, that would be the end of Jewish history. There would be no Klai Yisrael. So of course, he had to do what he had to do. But the fact that he did it Beramos is why we had to go down to Mitzrayim.
Interesting, it's also responsible for the Purim tragedy. By Yitzchak Zaka, the Gedolah Mara, that's why Mordechai.
That's right. That's right. And you know that the Nes of Purim took place on Pesach. So the two are...
That's also even more so.
Yeah, very good.
And so did the redemptions, but that's... I don't want to take
very good, show. Very good. So we have to try to understand what's going on over here. It's somewhat difficult. Because Yaakov didn't go in on his own. Rivka told Yaakov, says the Targum, you're doing it b'nevuah. Rivka told Yaakov, I received a message from above, you need to go in and get the brachas. So Yaakov went in, al pi adibor, it was a tzivay min hashamay. Not only that, but the Medrash writes that Yaakov learned out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he was allowed to lie. Where do we find an instance where HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol lies mipnei darchei shalom?
By Sarah and Avram.
Vani zakanti. So Yaakov knew of that. It was a tradition in the family. And Yaakov learned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's mutter l'shanas mipnei shalom. So not only was it gaboy, was it built on the Torah Kedoshah, the Shalosh Midot Shatan Nidrashos Bahen, but he had a nevuah explicit from Rivka. So how could you say, Ari HaKadosh, that the reason why we went down to Mitzrayim was because Yaakov had to lie when he got the brachas. He was clear in every which way.
Well, if you lie about what's
short,
this is nothing
short. He says, Anoichi Esav v'charecha. So because he said about himself that I am Esav, that's why he landed himself down to Mitzrayim. But he is allowed to do that. He says, I learned from the best. Vani zakati, I learned from the Eivishter.
That was a lie for,
you
said, for Shalom. This is a lie for something
else. No, right.
You
okay.
Can't learn from one.
I don't think Yaakov made a...
He put on the clothes. Yeah. There was a collusion.
It was... Darchei Shalom is not the only... I mean, he found a heter.
I'm saying if he was learning... If you're trying to do a Kal V'Chomer from something...
Right.
You got
right. I don't mean a Kal V'Chomer. I mean he learned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the fact that there was a heter, L'shanas V'Pnei HaShalom, it would be Mutter L'shanas in this case, too.
It was a Mamatzin.
Yeah, Mamatzin would call it. But L'maisa, he... Jewish history was on the line. The whole thing was in jeopardy. He had a tzivay from Rivka, mipi hanavuah, and he had a liman min atayra. How could you accuse Yaakov of doing anything wrong? He seems to be clear. So perhaps you could say the following thing. The Medrash explains that when Yaakov went in, Bereishis Rabba Samechei, that Yaakov went in with the following way. How do you envision Yaakov going in to get the brachas? This is the way that the Medrash depicts Yaakov going in. Anus, kafuf, ubaicha. He went in as an anus, as a kafuf bent over, and also baicha, he was crying. This is the imagery that we have of Yaakov going in to get the brachas. And perhaps, in these three words of the Medrash, we understand what's going on over here. And with the question now is really the answer. Yaakov, I don't understand. You have a Kal V'Chomer, or a Limud, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You also have a Tzivim Mipi HaNavua. And not only that, the Medrash says, Yaakov in Niskavim L'Shem Shemayim B'Knois HaBaruch Hu, so L'Hachil Esav B'Mitzah Simo Yalav. It was a Mitzvah Kibbut Av'Aim. He did it L'Shem Shemayim. What are you crying about? You should be going in. Mamash, this is the greatest mitzvah of all. Okay, listen, Yaakov, you're the Ish Emes. There's nobody like you. Titin Emes Yaakov. And what looks like it's a Ramos, but it's not a Ramos. If the Eibishter says this is what you need to do, it's like any other mitzvah. You do it b'simcha. In fact, the Chassam Sefer says, in Rav Pinchas Karzer, they explain, it's very interesting, that when it comes to Yom Kippur, we're clapping away, yeah? Asham nu b'ganu gazanu. If it was me, I would make a march, meaning a song that would be like a very depressing, you know, we come in front of Hashem and we have to tried to find atonement for the things that we did wrong. But that's not the song which we sing. Oh, Shamnu, Bogadnu. It's a very, very nice song.
Why are we proud of it?
Yeah, yeah. Are we proud of this? Are we so happy about the averes which we did? Says Chassam Sefer that when you do a Shamnu Bogadnu, you're doing a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah tshuva. Every mitzvah has to be done b'simcha. If it's a mitzvah, you do it b'simcha. Yaakov, there's no greater mitzvah. You're a Navi, you have a Kavachayimah, you do the Shem Shemayim, mitzvahs keep it aveim. Why are you on us kafu fuboyche? What are you crying about? And perhaps this is the pshat we can understand now. The connection, going back to our questions, between Lil Pesach and Tisha B'Av. Gemara at the end of Tainus. What's the root? What's the source of Tisha B'Av? Klai Yisrael were in the Midbar. Hashem wants to bring them into Eretz Yisrael. The spies come back and everybody's crying. What does Hashem say? Because you cried a Bechiyah Shachinam, I'll give you what to cry about. Bechiyah L'Dayus. So the whole inyan of Tisha B'Av is what? Bechiyah Shachinam. Why are you crying a Bechiyah Shachinam? There's nothing to cry about. So perhaps the root of the Bechiyah Shachinam that Klai Yisrael cried is Yaakov's Bechiyah Shachinam. That's a Bechiyah Shachinam. So Mamela.
That's your chap in this? That's amazing.
The Bechiyah Shachinam of Yaakov Avinu is at the root of the Bechiyah Chinam of Klai Yisrael L'Dayus. Perhaps that's why the matzah is called Lechem Oini. The Lechem is an Oini Dika Matzah. Because the matzah also, the whole inyan of Pesach is crippled because of Tisha B'Av. They go hand in hand. And they really work together. Because in the same way that Pesach has a dose of Tisha B'Av, a dose of Avelas, Tisha B'Av has a dose of Pesach too. Because Tisha B'Av is a moed. Why is Tisha B'Av a moed? Okay, because lost a love of it. But even now it's a moed. Because Tisha B'Av and Pesach are connected at the hip. That's what Atbash means. They're connected at the hip. There's an aspect of Tisha B'Av on Pesach, and Pesach on Tisha B'Av. And Mamela, the matzah itself, which is really a siman of cheres, there's a pigam. There's a vayiga b'kaf yirecho in that. That's why matzah is oini. Matzah is gematria b'chiyah chino. Which is also the gematria oini. Same gematria. The anias of the matzah is because of the b'chiyah chino. That's the root of the dvar. So let's get back to the questions which we said before. We'll try to wrap it up and conclude with another final ha'ara. We had said that the Tainas HaBachar, what's the premise, what's the aimic of Tainas HaBachar? The Tainas HaBachar is really like a tolda of Tisha B'Av. Because we said before, Hishpiyani Ba'amarayim means that there's an aspect of Tisha B'Av that I need to say there. And if there's a Tainas, perhaps the Tainas relates to Tisha B'Av too. Well, what is Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av, if it's a Bechiyah Shalchina. What's the root of Bechiyah Shalchina? That's the Tainas HaBachar. And why is it called Tainas HaBachar? Because Yaakov went to get the Bechayra. Because he went to get the Bechor, that's why it's a Tainas HaBachar. But again, the Vart is, it's not because he was doing the wrong thing. So when the Ari HaKadosh says, the reason why we landed ourselves in Mitzrayim was because Yaakov took the Brachos B'Ramos. It wasn't the fact that it was a Ramos. It was because he looked at it as a Ramos. Because he went in on his Kafa Fubaych and he didn't go in B'Simcha. But if that's the case, that the whole pigam in the inyan of Yaakov Avinu is what? That he was lacking simcha shel mitzvah. So what's misaking the inyan of Tainas Bechor? Simcha shel mitzvah. That's why siyum mesechda is about the Tainas Bechor. Because there's no greater simcha than simcha of a siyum mesechda. Siyum mesechda is the ultimate simcha. Yom HaTavah de Rabbanan. A day for all the Rabbanan is siyum mesechda, the Gemara says. And it's very good too, because the Mashal says that just like there's 22 days from Rosh Hashanah until Shmini Atzeres, there's 22 days from Shabbos and Matamas until Tisha B'Av. That means to say that Tisha B'Av and Shmini Atzeres go together. That Shmini Atzeres is the climax of the year, and Tisha B'Av is the lowest point of the year. What does Shmini Atzeres and Tisha B'Av have to do with each other? But what's the simcha of Shmini Atzeres? What do we read about in the Haftarah? Always look at the Haftarah to know what the day is about. What's the Haftarah? All the Sfarim speak this out. The Haftarah on Shmini Atzeres is Shlomo HaMelech's Siyum of the Malachas of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Siyum Mesechta. What is Shmini Atzeres? It is a Siyum Mesechta. You finish the entire Torah. You're celebrating the completion of Torah. You end with Zayis HaBracha. That's Siyum Mesechta. That's the greatest Siyum Mesechta. So Shmini Atzeres is Mevatel Tisha B'Av. So you see that Siyum Mesechta Mevatel Tisha B'Av. If that's the case, call in Siyum Mesechta to Mevatel Tainas HaBachor. Because Tainas HaBachor is just a told of Tisha B'Av. So bring in a told of Shmini Atzeres, which is Siyum Mesechta, to Mevatel Tainas. Now we can explain again also why it's called Anas al-Pi Hadibur. Arami Oivit Avi. That's referring to Yaakov. Yaakov was called Arami Oivit Avi. But yes, Yaakov is responsible. Arami Oivit Avi. He was the one that he considered himself a Rami that he went in. He made himself in his own mind he was a Rami Oivit Avi. He didn't go b'simcha. And that's why we say, Vayered Mitzrayim, Anas al-Pi Hadibur. Because he was an Oines, al-Pi Hadibur, meaning there was a Dibur, there was a Nebuah. If there's a Nebuah, you do it b'simcha. But because he was an Anas al-Pi Hadibur, he considered himself an Oines and he didn't do it b'simcha, he was Kaf of Anas al-Baycheh, that's why Kai had to go down to Mitzrayim.
So self-imposed Anas.
That's right.
As opposed to Pashup Shad and Kajbohu.
That's right. So Anas al-Pi Hadibur is referring... What?
He said, make his father have that... You know,
he was
emotion of thinking of
what he's responsible
for your mitzvah.
Listen, Yaakov by the Akedah, Chazal depict that, and Avram as well, that they were both crying and laughing at the same time. They were happy to do the mitzvah, but they were crying because they didn't want it to be this way. They didn't want to lose a son. But Yaakov went in, Anas al-Pi Hadibur, and that's why he went down, Anas al-Pi Hadibur. The same Anas al-Pi Hadibur, which means that he went down Ba'ayinais, is explaining to you that since he went in Ba'ayinais, even though it was al-Pi Hadibur, that's why he went down al-Pi Hadibur. With this, we can explain why we take the Beitza and we dip it in Mei Melach, in salt water. What's that all about? Because Beitza represents the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And you dip it in salt water. But more than that, Beitza is Gematria Anas. And Mei Melach is tears. So when you dip the Beitza in the main Malach, you're saying the Lashon of the Medrash. Anus Ubaicha. Anus Ubaicha. And when do you do the Beitza by Mei Malach? By Shulchan Arich. That's right before Tzafon, which is Afikoymen. So to show that the Afikoymen, the Tzafon, which is when Yaakov went to get the brachas, that he went in, Anus Ubaicha, so have your Beitza and Malach before you have your Afikoymen. Beitza, Gematria, Anus, Mei Malach is the tears. Combined, you have a simen to why it is Yaakov, Anus Ubaicha. Perhaps Yaakov made a tikkun on this. And we'll explain Chad Gadya too, because it just, you see it now. The reason why we end with Chad Gadya, I think it's the Gra. Why do we say Chad Gadya twice? Chad Gadya. Just say it once, Chad Gadya. So I think it's the guy, and again, he says Chad Gadya, you say it twice because it refers to the two-seer Ezin that Yaakov brought to Esau. So Chad Gadya. I mean, we end with this because what we're coming to be misakin is this. But since Yaakov went in to get the brachas, but he went in an inyan of Anas al-Pi Hadibur, like we explained, so we end the Seder with the roots of Galus Mitzrayim and in hopes that they're going to be zeichet to a tikkun in that. In fact, it's very good because one of the things which we say in the Lashon of Chagadi is, V'asa sheichet v'shachat l'tayra. That the sheichet comes and he shechs the shar. Such a lashon is borrowed from the Medrash when Yaakov went to get the brachas from Esav, because the lashon of the Medrash is Vayikras Esav b'nei Agadol. The Yisla called in Esav. Lashon Medrash is this: Lakabel Torah Tivcha, meaning he's calling in the Shechted Shor, as it says Zaveach Lashon Bevatzah Tavach Gadol Be'eretz Edayin. So that lashon is a lashon which the Python borrows from the Medrash by Yitzhak and Yaakov of the Shechting of Esav. V'shachat l'sayra. Al Kopanim, perhaps Yaakov made a tikkun in this inyan. Because when he goes down to the house of Lavan for all those years, which is Arami Oivid Avi, he goes to the house of Lavan after that, and he comes back and he has to confront Esav. And he confronts Esav. And it says that Yaakov sent Malachim Amish, and he was in Lavan's house, in Lavan Garti, with Tag Mitzvah Shamarti, gives him a whole drasha. What's this all about? Perhaps you could say it like this. Esav knew that the pagam of Yaakov was that he wasn't making the mitzvah, the simcha shel mitzvah. And that's why Yaakov Esav cried two tears, and those two tears is Chorban Beis HaMikdash, again Tisha B'Av. So he says, Rashi says, he sent Malachim Amish. Tayag Mitzvah Shemarti. So all the Tzaddikim say, where did Yaakov get Malachim from? A person doesn't just have Malachim in his pocket at his disposal just to send Malachim wherever he wants. If you have Malachim, you have to know, anytime the Torah mentions Malachim, you have to ask yourself, where did the Malachim come from? Well, Mitzvahs, what you do. Very good. So they come from Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs make Malachim. So for example, the Chida says, Malachim Mamish. What's Mamish? Mamish is Rosh Tevas, Misudas Motzei Shabbos. That's what the Chida says. That since Yaakov was Mekayim Malava Malka, and you know that Shabbos is the day of Yaakov, Nachlas Yaakov Icha, Sunday is the day of Esav, that's why they make their Saturday on Sunday, Lahavda Afli Avdalas. So, Sudas Malava Malka, I'm just explaining the Chida. Malava Malka is extremely appropriate when you go from Shabbos into the week. You go from Yaakov into Esav, that he sent him, that the Malachim from Sudas Malava Malka, to say, I could deal with you. We could say like this. That Yaakov is telling Esav, I got it. I went to the house of Lavan, and I was Mekayim Tarek Mitzvahs B'Simcha. B'Kol Koichi Yavadati Yasavichem. I served Lavan's house, Mamish, everything which I did B'Simcha. B'Kol Koichi Yavadati Yasavichem. But there's a special reference to the Korban Pesach, which is where the Pagam of Yaakov was, because Pesach, B'Miluoy, if you know what Milui means, and you spell out the letters. So, Pei, spelled out Pei, Aleph, sometimes Hey, Yod, Samach, Samach, Memchav. Yeah, and then Ches Yutov, or Ches Tov. It could be many different variations of Miloy. But the real gematria in Pnimius is when you spell it out, it's the word in its totality. Akoponim Pesach b'Miloy is gematria Tayag. 613. Pesach is really like the shorish of all mitzvahs. It says, Tayag mitzvah shemarati means I kept 613 mitzvahs, I did it b'simcha, but kol koichi avadati zavichem. And that says, Malachim mamish, l'fi arg drasha, mamish is Rashi Tevis, mi simcha shel mitzvah. It's also Rashi Tevis mamish. So because I was Mekayim mitzvahs, b'simcha shel mitzvah, you can't touch me, Esav, anymore. Because the whole reason why I had to go down to Mitzrayim and you cried two tears that you could destroy the Beis HaMikdash is because of what? I was lacking simcha shel mitzvah, says Yaakov, I got it down. I got it down good. I know how to keep simcha shel mitzvah. So it means to say that whenever we have to do a Dvar Hashem, a Ratzon Hashem, it always has to be done b'simcha, even if you feel like you're an onus. But if you're an onus and you see that it's the right thing that Hashem wants you to do, you do b'simcha, like the Tzvayim Taich. Tachas asher le'avadatas Hashem alokecha b'simcha v'tuv le'eva. What's the Churban about? Asher le'avadatas, even if you think that it's not an oived, meaning this is not the normal way you would serve Hashem, but you still do it b'simcha v'tuv le'eva. As long as you know that it's the Ratzon Hashem, even if it's something a little bit different, it's mutter l'shanois, or it's a g'doy l'aveir l'shma, whatever it is, we have to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha. That's what the Teichecha is, because, says the Rambam, because there was a lack of simcha shel mitzvah. So no, we're going into the Zman of the Seder, which is the greatest night of the year. I always ask my Rabbi, how do you go into the Seder? Rav Matl Zilber, how do you go into the Seder? You go into the Seder, b'simcha gedoyla. With all the hachanis and all the different minhagim and the diktukim, and there's so much to say and to learn and so on and so forth. If we don't have the simcha shel mitzvah, what a glorious night, what a zechus to be a yid and to have a night like this and to be mitzafim Yeshua, then we can be toifis es atafel b'minyach es ha'ikar. Hashem Yisbach should help us to be zeichet the simcha shel mitzvah and to restore the binyan beis hamikdash so we can be makir the zvachim and the psachim with kamashiach tzidkein and meher v'min amin v'amin.